feel it now. It's all around me. A silent voice I can't deny. A mother's arms, how they surround me. They say
Om Shanti, day 19th. A little renunciation enables you to attain a big fortune. This is the Avyakta Murli of 27th February 1985. 27th February 1985. Do you consider yourselves to be fortunate souls? You have at least created so much fortune that you have reached the place of the bestower of fortune. Do you understand what this place is? To reach a place of peace is also fortune. So this path of attaining fortune has also opened. According to the drama, you have reached the place where you attain fortune. The line of fortune is drawn here. So you have made your fortune elevated. Now just give a little time. You have time and you can also give your company. There is nothing difficult in this. For something that is difficult, you have to think a little. If it is easy, then you do it. By doing so, all the temporary hopes and desires you have in life will be fulfilled with imperishable attainment. To chase after those temporary desires is like chasing your shadow. The more you try to catch a shadow, the more it will go ahead of you, and you won't be able to reach it. However, you simply continue to move forward and that will follow you. So by going after imperishable attainments in this way, the perishable things all will end. Do you understand? This is the method for attaining all attainments. Renunciation for a little time enables you to attain fortune for all time. Therefore, constantly continue to move forward by understanding the same. Through this, you will attain the treasure of a lot of happiness. In life, the greatest treasure of all is happiness. If there is no happiness, there is no life. So you can attain the treasure of imperishable happiness. Baba is saying, you are fortunate. Why? To come to the place where line of fortune is drawn. You have come to a place of peace. What about those who are constantly staying here? Baba is saying that you are fortunate that you have come to the place where line of fortune is drawn. You have come to the place of peace. So those who are staying are fortunate beyond measure, beyond mind, beyond memory. But this awareness should stay. Where are we? Which is this place? What are we doing here? Madhuban is for tapasya. My centers are for seva. Though Madhuban is also a place of service and center is also a place of tapasya, and yet Baba often says, you are clouds. You come here. You are empty. You fill yourself. And then you go. And then you shower. The souls are thirsty. The souls are empty. The souls are peaceless. You shower upon them peace. This is an extremely good practice. We are not actually doing meditation, but this is also a type of meditation. To think of what all good things I have got in life. What are my fortunes? What are my attainments? What are my treasures? When you come in Gyan, you become fat. The moment you come in Gyan, you become fat. How come? Because you get fortune, you get attainments, you get treasure. Bhagya Prapti Khazana. All three things together. But you have to maintain this obesity. Otherwise, you will become spiritually thin. So sit in silence and think. All the good things that happened in life. Remember all the people who helped you in times of distress. All the people who lent their hand of cooperation. All the people who showered blessings. All the people who directly or indirectly became my support. Somehow, mind has a tendency to move towards negativity more. Person often sits in silence and thinks of all the wrong things done to oneself. But this is a new practice. You can call it gratitude meditation. This can be called gratitude meditation. People keep gratitude journal. Gratitude journal. A small diary. And before sleeping, remember all those people who helped me throughout the day. Write their names. Without their help, things would have been so difficult. They helped me. Even those who helped me in some seva. So all those who have helped, all those who have showered their blessings, all those who worked hard, all those who are around me, and their very presence is like very cool breeze whose very presence is like cool shower on a dry, arid land. Thanks to all those who are around me and who tell me how important I am. All those who appreciate me, all those who acknowledge me, even those who are expert in detecting my errors. They hold certain degrees. That is also their speciality. They are very keen and they have very subtle observation. They are the best examiners. They are my greatest helpers rather. Because I do not learn much from those who appreciate me, but I learn more from those who pinpoint every small defect, imperfection, my every small failing, because they make me stop. They make me introspect and they make me retrospect. They make me to do self-analysis, self-accounting, self-examination, self-checking. Otherwise, I am just running and rushing. And there are praises and appreciations and acknowledgements from every nook and corner. But the moment somebody comes who pinpoints my error, I stop. I begin the inner journey. I begin that subtle checking. Because every happiness has a tendency to make me extrovert. And every sorrow takes me within myself. In that way, sorrow is a bigger teacher than happiness. So Baba says, who are you? Remember that. Where you have come, remember that. This is not the ordinary place. This is the place of peace. This is the place where lines of fortune are drawn. And you have come to this place. So when you have come to such an imperishable place, then you don't require those perishable things. Renunciation happens on its own. Tyag happens on its own. You don't have to do it. And even if you have renunciation for small time, enables you to attain fortune for all time. Such a beautiful statement. Even if you renounce a little, you will attain fortune for all time. Constantly continue to move forward by understanding the same. So what is renunciation? One should take some time in life and contemplate on this word renunciation. Baba is using this word for tyag, but tyag means to give up, to renounce. But in the path of religion, they use the word renunciation for vairagya, dispassion, disinterest. And for tyag, they just use renounce. I gave up. Renouncing means to give up. But actually, what are we giving up? Do we really possess something? If I say that this pen is mine and I give it up. But in the first place, this pen never belonged to me. I am there. The pen is there. If I die, the pen is still there. Pen doesn't need me. I need pen. The diamonds don't need me. I need diamonds. Diamonds will be there. They were there. They are there. They will be there. So this very concept that I am renouncing something, what am I renouncing actually? There's a person who has a wife and he has a house. He renounces his wife and he renounces his wife. He comes to an ashram, a monastery. And now he says, this is my ashram and this is my monastery. I belong to this institution. What has he renounced? There is only shift. The ego is still there. The mind is still there, the I is still there. So the real renunciation is not about things. Renunciation is not about possessions. It is about possessiveness. Renunciation means to give up ownership. That is the perfect and the most beautiful definition of renunciation. Renunciation means I am not the owner. I have been given this pen. I am taking care of this pen. I should be thankful that the pen is allowing me to be used. Otherwise, nothing belongs to me. Things are there when I was not there. Things were there when I was not there. Things are there when I am there. And things will continue to be there when I would not be there. So renunciation is about giving up possessiveness. It is not about giving up possessions. It is not about giving up things. It is about giving up the attitude of ownership. There is a mother and she says, these are my children. And the children disbehave. They don't obey. And the mother is unhappy. Now she decides that I have to renounce. And she gives up those children. And she goes to some other place. Only the place is changed. The inner attachment is still there. So that is not at all a real renunciation. Renunciation is about giving up I-ness. Renunciation is about giving up possessiveness, not possessions. Spiritually rich people are those who give up possessiveness. Spiritually poor people are those who retain possessiveness. There is a rich person, a millionaire. He has everything he thought of, dreamt of, worked hard for. And yet there is inner emptiness. And yet there is a vacuum. Such a person is spiritually poor. There is a poor man, he doesn't have anything. And yet, he has that sense of fulfillment. He feels that God has given him everything. And such a person is spiritually rich person. Who are we? How many clothes we have? How much money we have in our account? What sort of room we are having? Everything is immaterial. The most important thing is mindset. The most important thing is my attitude. The most important thing is the lack of ownership. I do not own anything. There's a beautiful story about a farmer. He had a horse, a very beautiful horse, a white horse. The horse was so attractive, so beautiful, that even a king came to him once and said, I want this horse. Whatever money you want, I will give you. But the farmer said, I will not sell it. It's mine. The king was disappointed. One day, the farmer went in the forest. The horse went in the forest and got lost and never came back. So all the neighbors came to commiserate, to offer their sympathy. Oh, it's very bad that your horse got lost. He said, is it so? Maybe. Maybe. It's a very misfortune for you. It's a very sorrowful event. The farmer said, maybe. After a few days, the horse came back. But along with him, horse brought 6 more horses. So again, the neighbors came. And they say, it's good, so nice, such a good fortune. The farmer said, okay, is it so? Maybe. After some days, the son of the farmer tried to saddle and ride the horse, and he fell down from the horse and he broke his limb and there was a fracture. Again the neighbors came, oh, so sad of you that your son fell down and he got a fracture and this all happened because of the horse. It's very sad of you. The farmer said, is it so? Maybe. After some time, there was a war and the king's officer came and they started recruiting young men for the army, and forcefully they started taking youths. And when they came to this farmer's house, they found that this boy is having his limb fractured, so they did not take him. Again the neighbors came and they said, oh, so nice of you. The farmer said, is it so? Maybe. This is renunciation. Things are good? Okay. Things are bad? Okay. Somebody praises, it's fine. Somebody insults, it's fine. I am witness, unaffected, uninfluenced, undisturbed, unperturbed. I watch. And this watching as a witness is the real spirituality. So what I have renounced? Nothing. You know, there is one Avyakta Murli where Baba has said, what have you renounced? White clothes, and you are wearing white. There is so much danger in wearing clothes, colored clothes. What have you renounced? Jewels. Otherwise, thieves will go after you. What have you renounced? Food. Nowadays, doctors are also telling, don't eat this and don't eat that. There is one Avyakta Murli where Baba has said these 3 things. So what have you renounced? You have not renounced anything. If suppose there is a house and I don't do any cleaning for 10 days and there is a lot of dust accumulated and a lot of garbage. Every day I prepare food and all the waste material I keep in the dustbins, but I don't throw them out. So this is my house full of garbage, full of dust, full of all the dirty things. So 10 days I keep like this. And after 10 days, when it is stinking, I start throwing them out. So is this a renunciation? What have you renounced? You have not renounced anything. Everything that is negative, everything that is vice, everything that is vicious, everything which is unrighteous. Will government come and give me some price for this? No. Yeah. Again, the time is up. So yesterday we were talking about drama. Today we are talking about renunciation. We'll take it tomorrow. So, there are 21 points about drama. Okay. First, A. Drama is accurate. B. This drama is banaya. Nobody has created it. And yet it is created. In yesterday's Murli, there was such a strong and powerful statement. The last line of yesterday's Murli, who remembers? Very confusing, as well as very enigmatic, as well as mysterious, as well as very secret. What was it? Last line of yesterday's Sakar Murli. Drama anusar takdeer mein nahi hai, toh Bhagwan kya kare? As per the drama, if it is not in the fortune, then what God will do? Now the question arises, who is greater? Drama, fortune or God? Very, very disturbing and very, not disturbing, but very confusing or very, very secret is there. As per the drama, if it is not in your fortune, then what God can do? This is study. Achha. That was yesterday's Murli. So Baba places a lot of importance to drama. He has created this imaginary thing. Five or six imaginary things he has created. One is drama, who is not a person. Second, Maya, who is not a person. Third, Takdir, which is not a person. Fourth, five elements, Prakriti. Prakriti comes and talks with Baba, but which is not a person. Fifth, time, which is not a person. And yet it say Baba says, time talks with me, Samay, Prakriti, this Maya, one more, Kudrat, that also word comes. So that also is something like Prakriti. So these are the things. We will take this some other day, its time is getting up. Okay, so drama is accurate, we saw yesterday. Second, Bana Banaya, C, it's like a cartoon show. D, it's every actor is different. E, enigmatic, secret. F, it is fixed. G, God loves it. H, halfway nobody can go up. You have to stay here till everything is finished. These are few points. Next point we will take in some other class. Just revise it again.
A little renunciation enables you to attain a big fortune. Do you consider yourself to be fortunate souls? You have at least created so much fortune that you have reached the place of the bestower of fortune. Do you understand what this place is? To reach a place is also fortune. So, this path of attaining fortune has also opened. According to the drama, you have reached the place where you attain the fortune. The line of fortune is drawn here, so you have made your fortune elevated. Now, just give a little time. You have time, and you can also give your company. There is nothing difficult in this. For something that is difficult, you have to think a little. If it is easy, then do it. By doing so, all the temporary hopes and desires you have in life will be fulfilled with imperishable attainment. To chase after those temporary desires is like chasing your shadow. The more you try to catch a shadow, the more it will go ahead of you and you won't be able to reach it. However, you simply continue to move forward and that will follow you. So by going after imperishable attainments in this way, the perishable things will all end. Do you understand? This is the method for attaining all attainments. Renunciation for a little time enables you to attain fortune for all time. Therefore, constantly continue to move forward by understanding this aim. Through this, you will attain the treasure of a lot of happiness. In life, the greatest treasure of all is happiness. If there is no happiness, there is no life. So, you can attain the treasure of imperishable happiness. Avyakta Murli, 27th February 1985. Om Shanti.